Hello, everybody. This is Clint Locklear with the Rant of a Free Trapper, and we're going to look at tribalism and guns and the world today. And we're just going to talk about something that I've heard over and over in the last few days that just got me thinking about something. Now, I will say this, guys: you're wasting your time if you're going to sit there and argue with somebody on Facebook if they don't believe in guns. Don't even waste your energy. They can't do anything and you can't do anything, so don't waste your energy. You're not going to change their mind. You're not going to get them to be a gun nut just because you are or anything like that. So don't burn a lot of your energy when it comes to that. Someone that's really thinking ahead is going to spend their time on things they can actually have some influence over. But I want to talk about something today that is Travis is in here, and he's learning how to do the camouflage corn, and apparently is making a mess
a little bit,
dude. Okay. But I want to play something for you that I don't own, and it's probably illegal for me to do this, and hopefully if it ever comes back on me that Mr. Glenn Beck will not get too excited. But when the reason I say you're not going to convince somebody about guns that are against it, because a lot of the people that are now guns turned in almost anti-guns turned into a tribe. That tribe is just anti-gun. They don't care about anything else except the anti-gun part. And they have no idea what they're talking about. And Glenn Beck on his show did this montage about just how freaking ignorant that people are about guns that are actually talking as journalists that are experts and politicians and stuff. So I thought I would play this just for a little bit of comic relief for you.
Guns.
Making sure that we don't have high-capacity, rapid-fire magazines that allow mass killings.
Maybe we shouldn't have high magazine clips.
Gas-assisted receiver firearms.
Machine gun magazines.
And what sounded like automatic rounds.
Seeing if we can get automatic weapons that kill folks in amazing numbers.
If I wanted to fire this on full semi-automatic, well, why do we need jumbo clips?
The best
do you know what a barrel shroud is?
Time. I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Because it's in your
legislation. It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No, it's not.
What the District of Columbia was trying to do was to protect toddlers from guns.
It is harder to buy cough medicine than it is to buy an AK-47 or 50 of them.
It is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
It's legal to hunt humans with 15-round, 30-round, even 150-round magazines.
And he was not able to buy a weapon that shoots off 700 rounds in a minute.
Pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes... Blah, blah, blah.
It's not true.
No, those are fully automatic weapons.
Okay. This right here has ability with a 30-caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second.
Use these silencers to make them more available, which, as you
were hurting.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
If you ban them in the future, the number of these high capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
That deer deserves to get away. Let's get serious here.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, guys. I'm going to get my phone turned off before somebody calls, but... We have incendiary bullets that can shoot the deer and cook it at the same time. We've got semi-automatic that shoot fully automatic. We've got 150 round magazines / clips. And if anybody knows where I can get a 150 round magazine for my 10mm, please let me know. I would highly enjoy having that. Now, I do want to say some things about guns. And... I'm gonna bring this around in a little bit different aspect. Now, Travis, could you hear what I was just playing?
Yeah.
You got to speak up like you got a pair, just because you're working.
Yeah.
What was your impression of the knowledge and skill level of the people that are going to be passing legislation?
Bunch of freaking idiots.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a kind word.
That's a kind word. Okay. So what I want to do, and I was telling Travis this the other day, and I could tell it kind of blew his mind. Has any of y'all ever wondered why a sawed-off shotgun is illegal to own in America? Now, there was a gentleman in the 1930s that wanted to have a sawed-off shotgun, and his local police told him that he couldn't. This is a true story, by the way, guys. So when people start talking about the Second Amendment, this will put the Second Amendment in perspective from the America that used to be to the America that is today. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court because he was told he could not have a sawed-off shotgun. Because this is America. I can have any gun I want to. When he went to the Supreme Court, they told him it was not legal for him to have a sawed-off shotgun for the simple reason that it had no military use. That is what the Supreme Court used to be. They understood the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not for hunting by any stretch. So there's precedent inside of the Supreme Court that weapons are for military use. But you don't hear about that now. It's about hunting and sport shooting and Bernie Sanders screaming, you don't need 30 rounds to shoot a deer. You don't have all that type stuff going on back then because they understood what it was about. Now, there's another thing that you may or may not know, and if you've been into guns a long time, you probably already know this, but if not, you might find this interesting. The AR-15, which started being used by the military during the Vietnam War, the AR part of that is Armalite. That is the company. In the 1950s, Armalite came out with what we know as the M16, or the civilian version today, now the AR-15. It was a civilian hunting rifle for a decade before the military decided to turn that into a military rifle. So that is not even a weapon of war the way that a lot of people are trying to say that it is. It is a hunting rifle. Now, it looks a little bit different today. I think it looks a little bit not so space age looking as much, but it's still nothing but a hunting rifle. So when someone tells you that it's a weapon of war, no, it is a hunting rifle. And it's not even a very good one because it's just a high-powered 22. When you look at what soldiers that have a choice today over in the Middle East, they're going back to 308s for a reason. And that is not what an AR-15 is. It's a nothing but a high velocity, basically a 22, that does a really good job on a person if you're within probably 50 yards. And after that, it's just mostly a wounding rifle unless you get lucky. So that's the reason the military is going to a 308. So is everything I just said make sense, Travis?
Yep.
Okay. Now we're going to go to a different part of this, which is I want to talk a little bit about tribalism that I think we as Americans need to understand. Right now, there is a ton of talk about doing something with background checks as far as mental illness. Now, mental illness, when you look at your form, it's if you've been put in a mental facility, or you done this, that, or the other, and that's pretty a standard way of looking at it. But I want to take that a little bit further. If your child is being put basically on speed, and then having to bring him down because they get depressed and you put them on Prozac or something like that, I don't know how far they're going to take that as far as that a mental issue that child has, which would automatically knock them out of their Second Amendment rights. That's a lot to be debated on that. But when we look at this thing from a tribal point of view, there's a couple of tribes that no one wants to mess with. And when you talk to somebody And they were like, well, we need to make the guns illegal. You need to look them right square in the eye and ask them, is it, so what you're actually promoting is dead policemen, dead National Guard, dead military, and a whole lot of chaos in your world. Because that is actually what you're doing. And the reason I say that, guys, is because of tribalism. Now, I've said this before that may have got some people a little bit surprised. There has never been a soldier that jumped on a grenade to save his buddy for your freedom of speech or even your Second Amendment or nothing like that. The reason that we did that in the military is because of tribalism. Tribalism, as we've talked about before, is when you have a group of people that have to go through a really rough time, they survive, they have their own back, they have a mission, they know they can trust the guy next to them, all that type stuff. That is in the military on a daily basis. Now, you may get mad at a military buddy, you may do all kind of different things, but when it comes down to it, you're going to back him up tribally, I promise you. Now, part of the talk that I hope to goodness never goes anywhere right now is veterans that have claimed PTSD with the VA as far as getting help or treatment from being in combat situations, or not even in a combat situation. What I don't think all these mentally fragile snowflake liberals understand is if you go after the veterans, you are going to start a civil war. And it's not one that's going to end well, and it's not going to one they're going to be on the end with. Because this is what's going to happen, in my opinion. I'm looking in a fantasy-type way of reality of what's going to happen if they put soldiers that say that they've had PTSD or they might need some help to worry about issues and different things on a VA form, and then all of a sudden they cannot have guns and someone's going to come take those guns. Reality is going to be that you're going to have a soldier that has seen how bad the world is. They have seen how mean people can be. They've seen the destruction of the same people that are making the policies that want to take the guns away. Now, you may be able to, as a policeman, to go up to a combat veteran's house by surprise and actually lock them down and take their guns. The first time you're going to get away with that was society. The second time you're going to have a veteran that's going to go back into soldier mode. And it's not going to be so easy on the next policeman that comes in. But with enough force, with enough people, with enough bulletproof vest and enough guns pointing at them, you're going to have a veteran in a short order that's going to go, no, you're not taking my guns. And police are going to do what police are trained to do, and they cannot allow anybody to ever thwart their authority, because if they don't have authority, they don't have any power. That's what police do. That's why you'll never whoop a policeman's butt. There'll be 30 more there to make sure that that doesn't happen. They can't allow people to not have authority for them, and that's just a fact. So they're going to escalate this situation. The veteran has already been in these situations before, probably. He understands what violence is. He's going to be better trained than the policemen are. He's also going to be armed. He's going to be very perturbed. He may have some PTSD issues. And it's going to escalate to the point that they're going to kill a veteran. Now, when that happens, guys, you're going to see tribalism in America like you've never seen tribalism in America. And I'm not talking about all the support our troopers out there. I'm talking about from veterans. That will turn our whole society upside down because of tribalism. I have no doubt in my mind. There's no way. I want you to just think about, you're going to go to Marcus Luttrell, which I guarantee you has got PTSD issues from all that he's been through as a Navy SEAL, and you're going to tell that man that you're going to take his guns because he's mentally defective and he can no longer protect his family. Well, with one phone call from Marcus Luttrell, there's not enough police officers in Dallas to take his guns away, because he's going to have buddies show up and they're going to go into a different mode that police are not used to dealing with, because policemen are used to dealing with, you've got some drug dealers and some meth heads and some out of control rednecks and all this other type stuff where it's very, very isolated. And they get to surround somebody. And they have all this, the what is seemed to be the power in the situation. But if you start screwing with veterans because of PTSD, you're not going to have that anymore as a police officer. And I'm not saying this should happen to police officers. I'm just saying as a society, we better make sure it never gets to this point. Because even in a small town like Dunlap, there's no way veterans are going to let a local police force start kicking in doors on veterans. It's not going to happen. All the people that's on Prozac, sooner or later, they're going to hit a different set of tribe that they're not going to know what to do with. And that is just good old country boys. And good old country boys have heard their whole life, they're coming for your guns and they're going to take them away. And what have they heard their whole life? Travis, when you hear that, what have you heard your whole life?
Do what?
When you've heard that sooner or later they're going to come for your guns, what have all your buddies and dads and granddads and people you know, what have they said?
They're going to come get them.
And?
We ain't going to give them up.
Say that louder.
We ain't going to give them up.
We ain't going to give them up.
We'll hide them.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Well, let me ask you a question, Travis. You've got family members that don't live with you that have guns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you find out tomorrow that the local police department went and kicked in their door because they were on some type of stress medicine 30 years ago and took their guns, and in the meantime, that particular person decided not to let them take the guns and they killed your family member, that's a pretty serious accusation. Do you think that the rest of your family would just go, okay, they're the police and we should just let that ride?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
That dog ain't hunting.
No, that dog wouldn't hunt. See, that's the other part of the tribalism that I don't think that politicians get anymore because of the bubble that they're in. If you start screwing with veterans, veterans are going to stand up together. Because we've been through things and we're not going to let people abuse veterans. I promise you that. Rednecks, like Travis here, my little buddy, his family is not going to let the local police department have the authority that they think they have because of a law somewhere. Do you think that's true, Travis?
I mean, amen.
Amen. There you go. Because of those two different tribes, there's no way that there's going to be guns confiscated in America. Because if you were to kill a veteran or kill three or four good old boys because they wouldn't give up the guns, and you're in a local police department like Dunlap, what do you think we have here, maybe, county and city? 20? 25? All together?
What? Police?
Yeah.
In the county and city, probably 30 or something.
30?
Yeah.
30 policemen are going to start going to people's houses to get guns from veterans and good old boys. Good old boys that take pride in shooting the vitals out of a deer at 350 yards. That's a lot different than a meth head. And what would happen is you would have good old boys to start do something you don't want them doing, and that's hunting people. And when those guys, the good old boys, decide to band together and the tribalism comes out, because I'm telling you, it's in every one of us. When you push people up against the wall, they're going to band together. And when they do, the tribalism where they will go back to back and they will sacrifice themselves for the group is not something that we in civilization know how to deal with at this point. I mean, there's a reason Germany never even considered, and Japan never considered coming to America. Japan even said that there is a gun behind every blade of grass. There's more guns in America than there are people. Mm-hmm. And there's more people that have enough guns to actually arm and ammo up a small army. Did you know anybody like that, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
So I just want everybody to think about that. What happens if the PTSD gets thrown into the mental part? Because the bottom line is, how many school shootings or mass shootings have been done by veterans? Not one. But I guarantee you, the liberals are going to be screaming to have every veteran that has ever claimed PTSD, or the doctors think they may have PTSD or something like that. They're going to try to force that issue. And when they do, they're going to be forcing an issue in America that the police are not going to be able to handle. The military is not going to help them. And then once all of the authority is gone from the local police and the state police and everything, you want to talk about chaos, it's going to be chaos. And that's not something we want as a country. So instead of arguing with people on Facebook over whether guns are good or bad, I really wouldn't get that upset if I was you, because they're not going to pass anything that really matters with our Senate and Congress right now. I know they're a bunch of wimps. I know that they're pretty much, most of them aren't even real conservatives by any stretch of the imagination, but they want to get reelected, and they know that if they actually go out and do gun stuff, they're not going to be elected again. I don't think it's really that big of a threat right now, but if with a couple more school shootings and a couple more of the mental unstable part coming up, they're going to start pushing for the veterans and the PTSD, and when that happens, it's just not going to be a good place to be for anybody, because tribalism goes way beyond a nation of laws, which we're not anymore anyway. It goes back to the basic core instincts of the human being. And when it's us and them, if the us is better trained, is well armed, more motivated, and has more experience than whoever thinks that they have the authority, it's going to get ugly. Does that make, do you think that I'm blowing that out of context, Travis?
No, I think that, to be honest with you, I think that they will start coming at our guns a lot sooner than what you think.
I may be wrong. I mean, I do think they're going to, there's a good chance that there's going to, it's going to be where you can't buy a gun until you're 21. But if they start passing laws where they have to come into people's houses, because that's, I don't know if you know this or not, Travis. Probably, especially after Desert Storm, with what's going on with the EIDs and stuff over in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, those guys pretty much all have some form of PTSD. Like, guys in the audience, there's very few of y'all that have ever met me when I hadn't been armed. It's hard to get me to sit in certain places in a restaurant. If I'm asleep before my wife, she wakes me up before she comes down the hall. If she's coming in from out of town, she knocks on the window before she opens on the bedroom window, gets away from it, to tell me it's her before she comes through the door. And I don't even think I've got PTSD that bad. There's a lot of guys that are just not going to put their security up to somebody else. And guys, they're warriors once and they can be warriors again. And we need to keep them in the non-warrior status when they're over here. That's all I'm saying. You got any last thoughts there, big man? Besides buy camo corn?
Hi.
Wait, nothing?
I'm good.
You're good. All right. Well, I'll talk to y'all next week.